Today's program has been brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It's Maddie and Joseph.
Oh, no. Welcome to Eating Disorder.
Oh, this is the Reverend Spiro. This is Eating Disorder. I'm here with...
That's your Irish accent, Spiro.
I can't do it.
That's pretty good.
I'm here with Chef Paul Girard.
Thank you very much.
Adam Velez.
Oh, hey, hello. How are we?
And our friends this week. We're gonna talk about a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. It's something that me and Paul and we've you know, been part of this in our lives, because we both came from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. You know,
it's not the same, man. I saw the Park Slope parade today, the St. Patrick's Day. It was looking thin, man. Like Knights of Columbus was like six guys.
How many strollers were there?
There's a lot of strollers.
You have to pan the audience and look for broken capillaries.
They had the sons of St. Patrick walk by, and it was like seven guys in their 90s. It was looking a little rough. It's just not the same as it used to be.
Well, I mean,
but now they're doing Leprechaunicon, so that should be pretty fun.
I want to introduce some of our guests. We got some folks from the neighborhood, from here in Brooklyn and North Brooklyn. We got Allison Zempel, she's the manager at The Drink.
Yes, sir.
You know, appropriate.
We've got Ira Kogan and Sean Doherty.
Hello.
Who work over at Grand Victory, one of our favorite venues out here. And what we're going to want to talk about, I hope, in this particular episode is...
Alcohol? Could it be alcohol?
Spirit? Yeah, well, no, it's going to be alcohol, but it's going to be etiquette, too. It's going to be etiquette. It's about... No.
Oh, do tell, Spiro. Do tell, please.
It's all three of these people have seen me misbehave at bars, okay?
as have I.
Who has held your hair as you vomited?
I've known you since kindergarten. What's
the visual joke doesn't work.
There's a little to win with there.
You got a face for radio, kid.
But we want to, and we want to talk about St. Patrick's Day a little bit. I mean, look, I used to work at a place called O'John's on 70th between. It was on Madison Avenue.
The Irish-themed Greek diner.
It was. It really was. It was an Irish-themed Greek diner. And it was the only place to drink on the Upper East Side while the parade was going on. And 5 years in a row, the cops and the firemen would get into a big fight afterwards.
Like, who won?
Usually the firemen.
Yeah.
Usually,
it.
Yeah.
It's just like gangs in New York again.
Have you seen cops lately?
No, no.
They're huge.
They are.
Yeah.
They're riddled with tattoos, aren't they?
Riddled.
Peppered.
but the thing was, it was the only place to actually have a drink up there at the time, other than Second Avenue and into like the further east, Upper East Side on the east side. And I mean, honestly, I grew up in this. We grew up in this, and it was...
We threw up in this.
We grew up, we threw up.
And I want to talk to some of our guests in regards to, like, you know, Allison is a manager and a bartender. Sean is a manager and a bartender. Ira is a bouncer.
he has the juicy stuff. Yeah.
This is the day where he earns his wage.
Well, I mean, I just want to
make your bones.
And it's not necessarily just about St. Patrick's Day, but I mean, just like, really, where does it? What is the issues that you come up with on a regular basis?
I think, you know, I'm sorry, you know what you may just think of? We both don't drink anymore. You know, we used up our drink tickets. But I think that growing up in an Irish Catholic family, especially like, in Brooklyn, I think that they made us alcoholic, not just because of how much they consumed, but it wasn't like growing up, you know, like in Italy or something where, like, you know, like, yeah, have a little bit of red wine. It was like we would get the shit kicked out of us if they caught us drinking. Everybody would be getting hammered. And then they'd smack the shit out of us if they caught us drinking. So they taught us how to binge drink. If I'm going to get the shit kicked out of me for one beer, I'm going to chug six fucking beers.
Hungry, hungry drunkards was the board game they played.
So what
true.
Do you...
About St. Patrick's Day specifically,
well, no,
the only difference.
Day. I mean, honestly, what we're looking to talk to you all about is really what are the challenges from the bar standpoint. I mean, honestly, you guys are everybody's therapists. You're everybody's babysitters. You're everybody's. You know, you're sitting there and no one and everybody looks at it and goes like, oh, what a cool job. How much fun?
A cool job.
How much fun? But seriously, we want to know. Where it's not fun, where the customers are not making it fun.
Just don't be a schmuck. You know, it's mostly common sense.
That's an Irish word. That's Gaelic, right? Schmuck.
You know, if the door guy's asking for your ID, just pull it out. We're not trying to ruin your life. You know,
he's talking about your ID, guys. Not something else. Not the phone.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. You know, after you show me the ID, then make your bad joke. Don't climb the, you know, St. Patrick's Day specifically, usually it's a lot more young people. It's kind of like, you know, the Puerto Rican Day Parade or SantaCon. Like, a lot of people who aren't Irish
the asses
think
aren't
of it
as nice.
An excuse to be schmucks. And don't be a schmuck. Like, go out, have a good time.
The schmuck of the Irish.
But what do you feel about like the whole, like, the NYU scene, the Bridge and Tunnel people, the people who come out, of, like, from Jersey, whatever, they're coming here, they're wearing the green shirts, they're drinking the green beers,
I find there's a lot more young people, and it's a little louder than usual. And like any other demographic, it's 1% that makes the rest look bad.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, don't fuck it up for everybody
Damn
else.
Damn 1%ers.
This is why we can't have nice things. Because of you in that green shirt.
Allison, how do you feel about it in the cocktail craze? Is it mellowed out a little bit more because now everybody is so into specialty cocktails and not just pounding green beers?
Yeah, it's a little bit more mellow. I think it kind of depends on where you are. If you go to a bar that specializes in cocktails, then the bartenders are excited about making new cocktails. And if you go to a bar that's a dive bar and you ask for you know,
this is my favorite. I love asking for cocktails.
Something
at dive
crazy,
bar.
Then yeah.
I used to that. Bars wait,
hold
like,
on, hold on. But
Hell's
Allison,
Kitchen.
Allison, but Allison just made a. She was just in a paper, by the way.
I hope not the police blotter.
No.
Are you in the blotter
for making a green cocktail? Can
yeah,
you give us
we
that
do,
story?
We do punch at the drink. We're kind of known for doing punch. So we do two punches by the glass every day, and we offer like 10 by the bowl. So folks come in to the drink a lot for parties and for, you know, birthday parties and for events, which is really fun for us. But yeah, the Close Hall was what they featured in the post. It's a mix of gin, cucumber, chamomile, and lemon.
Nice.
It's really, really good.
That's a lot different from the punch I grew up in my living room.
We had somebody, actually, one time, it was really funny, they were in for a birthday party, and they ordered a punch bowl, and they had in, one of the girls had in her purse a thing of Hawaiian punch from the deli,
no.
And they added it to the punch to make it last longer. Yeah,
no.
That's for real.
That's how you get a party
that
started. That's how you
get
a party started.
We asked them, we were like, can we smell that? Because it must have been like a mix of alcohol if they're trying to make their drink last longer, but it wasn't. It was just straight up Hawaiian punch.
my Irish cocktail is similar to a White Russian. I call it a White Irish, and it's basically the same exact ingredients of a White Russian, but substitute the vodka for Jameson and milk for milk, but it's soaked in Lucky Charms. So it's the Lucky Charms milk, and you just pour that.
You
into
were
the
thinking
cocktail.
About that all day.
Literally, I woke up at 8 o'clock this morning and I wrote that down.
If marshmallow treats.
No, if you go over to what do you call the guy from Momofuku? What's it? Milk Bar.
Yeah.
He makes shakes with what do you call cereal milk in them?
It's
yeah.
Fucking delicious.
And they're really fucking good.
I love it.
It's just
really
so clever.
What about the coffee, the cookie and milk shot cups that I posted before? You see those?
How do you guys feel about the whole cocktail craze? I mean, you're pretty much a punk and hardcore bar, right?
Yeah, I mean, we mainly, you know, punk, hardcore, some metal, indie rock, garage rock. We're prepared to make cocktails. We do. So, I mean...
Well, I like what you said to me earlier, like pre-roll again. You said, yeah, we're a rock bar, but we don't smell.
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
Well, you know, I've been working in dive bars and going to punk shows since I was a little kid, and they all stink like piss and vomit and failure. And
ear cheese.
That's how you know you've arrived.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I'm in my 30s. I don't want to smell shit just to see a band play. Yeah. Like,
it has a different sense know. When you're 30.
Yeah. So,
I noticed you guys got a lot of write-ups in Brooklyn Vegan.
Yeah.
Which I find to be pretty interesting. Last year or so, I went to a Cromack show, and I was in the dressing room with them.
Yeah.
And when they heard that I was a chef, it was very surreal, because they were all like, oh, man, all they wanted to do was talk about, like, vegan food. They were asking me for recipes and stuff. Yeah. It was like the show right before Harley went crazy and started stabbing everybody. You know, I was like, I'm sitting back here with the fucking Cromacks, and they want vegan recipes. You know?
That tree bark succotash you were talking about?
Well, all right. But I mean, when it comes down to it, again, one of the things we put on St. Patrick's Day, and again, or the Puerto Rican Day Parade, or Mardi Gras, which we talked about a couple of weeks back, is the misbehaving.
But
right?
What do you expect, Spiro? I mean, people are consuming mass amounts of alcohol. What do you want, fucking Emily Post?
That's not what I'm saying. But for the thing, how do you manage it? Like, what's basically going to happen.
What we're signing up for.
I know. But what
we encourage bad behavior. We just kind of sit back and make sure no one gets hurt.
It ruins the day for normal drunkards and alcoholics like myself. Like, I'm there all the time. Like, listen, I want to go to a bar on tomorrow, and I don't want to have to be elbow to elbow with a bunch of kids from NYU.
You're 26 years old.
No,
26.
I've been around a long time, my friend.
I'm
an old soul.
I got hemorrhoids older than you.
That going out to a bar, the reason you're going out to a bar is to have a good time.
Yeah. Not to be stuffed in like cattle. You know?
Yeah, man, I'm not talking about violence. You know, like, nobody wants that.
That's what happens, though. I mean,
yeah, but the violence has greatly decreased. I mean, Ira, what would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, it has, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, it was probably a different set of problems than today. I don't mind the big crowds of NYU kids in the green shirts. Just, you know, don't be a schmuck. And I say that straight out to people. Like, you know when you're being a schmuck. You know, like, just because you're wearing green and it's St. Patrick's Day, don't use it as an excuse. If you wouldn't do it in your neighborhood, don't come to ours. You know what I mean?
What do you see, in the difference between, like, 10 years ago in comparison to today? Like, what are the arguments about? Like, that's my charger. That's my iPod charger. Is that like,
oh, my Cindy, where's my phone, Cindy?
I feel like 10, 15 years ago, when you're tossing somebody out for whatever reason, you got to be careful what you say and how you say it, because you don't know who's going to come back at 4 o'clock in the morning to slit your throat. Or with 10 of their friends, because they didn't like the way you held the kitchen.
Now you're like, you don't know who's going to come back at 4 o'clock in the morning and hack your Twitter account.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You got to get Yelp.
I'm going to Yelp you, motherfucker.
I mean, you never know who you step into ever, anywhere you go in life, but I feel like I worry about that a lot less now.
It's the BPAs in the water, I think.
Even if I'm gotta ask somebody to leave, I'm still gonna be respectful and be like, hey, come back some other time and have a good time. Yeah. Just not tonight. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more. We got a few minutes left. I just want to talk about things not to do from a bar standpoint, from a customer standpoint. Like, bottom line, when it comes down to it, there's bar etiquette, right? And certain people get treated better at bars than other people. Like, Paul, when me and you were, you know, doing what we used to do, I feel like bartenders used to treat us great.
They used to put the bottle down on the bar for me.
And they also used to ask you for your guns before you went into
the bar. That was in New Orleans.
We knew to tip. We knew not to be pests. I mean, what are some of the things?
Could you imagine how I would have killed the bartender if it was a cocktail craze in New Orleans? If I had to wait 20 minutes for a fucking drink, I would have had Ira grabbing me by the collar going, you gotta get out.
That's the thing to remember about cocktails. Cocktails are really fun for me to make when it's the right time. Like, right. If I'm not four deep, I'd be more than happy to make you a bartender's choice cocktail.
Can I have seven mojitos, please?
If you're coming up to the bar when there's six people waiting in line behind you and you order, like, you know, a spicy, you know, whatever with a salt rim and a
coconut husk. I'm not getting carpal tunnel
that.
For you. Or
I
would have
got a bowl of punch for myself and just went over in a corner somewhere.
I've seen people do it. It's great. I love it.
From your standpoint, I mean, we were talking about, like, you know, like being prepared and that kind of thing. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, when you're walking up to the bar, I mean, have your money ready. Know what you're going to order. Don't walk up, get my attention, and then turn around and ask your friends what you want to drink.
What kind of beers do you have?
And then be surprised when I tell you it's $12 and you're
Do you have craft beer?
There used to be this.
Have
this,
it in your hand.
There was this bar when I used to work in Tribeca. We have some time left. It was a bar when I used to work in Tribeca called Nancy Whiskey's, and it's a
still there.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's a notorious cop bar. A lot of cops go there. But when I was in the neighborhood, I used to go there, and there was this bartender there. I'm not sure if I doubt he's still around. His name is Barry McBerry. Swear to God, he's an Irish bartender, real tall guy, kind of looked like the John Lithgow from Hiring the Hendersons. And he would sit there, and if you went there with a date, which I did many a times, you know, and I would go there with a date, and I'm like, hey, what are you? I always have like a, you know, shot and a beer, but my date was like, can I have a Cosmo or like an apple something? And I swear to God, the guy would like. He would hear her request, look me dead in the eye, and go, you can have whatever the fuck you want, but that fucking broad ain't getting anything. I am not shaking anything, man. You see these hands? They're dainty for a fucking reason.
All right, this is Eating Disorder. We're going to go to break. Thanks so much. We'll be back in a minute.
Today's break music is by Peels on heritageradionetwork.org.
The following is an actor reading an actual customer email from Heritage Foods USA.
My family and I enjoyed the Heritage turkey. It was far superior to the regular mass-produced turkeys in terms of flavor and texture. Absolutely delicious and worth the difference in price. We will never go back to the regular turkeys. It made our holidays more enjoyable. Thank you, Heritage Foods USA.
Heritage Foods USA hopes you had a great holiday season. For more specials on pork, beef, and other meats, visit www.heritagefoodsusa.com.
All right, folks, this is Eating Disorder. Thanks for sticking with us.
Drinking Disorder.
We're here with Allison Zempel from The Drink.
Hello.
And woo. Ira Kogan and Sean Doherty. From Grand Victory. I want to talk to you guys about, you know, stuff that we've talked about before. And again, we are talking a little bit about St. Patrick's Day, but it's really about the challenges of working in the bar industry. And one of the things is Sean, you guys work in a venue.
Yeah.
So that there are additional challenges. There's music, there's musicians who we know are the easiest people in the world to deal with, you know? And we were just talking about a situation, and I was like, you know, what pisses you off when it comes down to like the musicians, you know, and what the deal was. We were just talking about something just a second ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, show up, be prepared again, you know, don't, you know what, your set's at 8:15, don't wait until 8:10 to, you know, tune your guitar and get your drums ready, you know, definitely don't show up 23 minutes into your set time.
what are you, Creed?
20 minutes.
You don't have the authority.
Don't be a dick to the sound guy, don't break the equipment. You know,
yeah.
You guys feel like people party just as bad as the way they used to. Like you were just saying during the break, Adam, that you know, like everybody's looking for a reason. Allison, you said you don't need a reason.
I need a reason.
Nobody needs a reason.
I'm an adult. I can hang out whenever I want.
I'm a grown ass man. I got grown ass bills and grown ass problems. I don't need somebody telling me or designating a fucking day where I have to wear a green shirt and get drunk. I do that every day.
But do you don't think that it's still the same, that people have mellowed out a bit?
Yeah. Doug Stanhope had a bit a few years ago when he was talking about it. He's like, these fucking kids these days, these pussies, they don't know how to party. They're not doing any blow and hanging out, you know. Yeah, I mean,
good, because I thought
in your 20s,
I was just...
you should be a fucking lunatic.
Absolutely. I thought I was just turning into that guy that's like, the kids today.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought it was because I stopped drinking, you know? But
no,
like,
no.
But
get off my lawn.
I'm glad to know.
They don't do enough blow these days, these kids.
They don't know
shit. When I was their age, I was doing back in my day. Titties. Not just any titties, udders.
The diet was add water and stir.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, but at the same time,
so
I mean,
Spiro, let's discuss etiquette. What would you like to see, Spiro?
No, I've bartended. It's been a while, but I mean, when I used to bartend, the things that really bothered me were, again, not having your money ready, just like if you were on a drug line. I'm sorry. Not having your fucking money
ready.
And you
would never hear the end of it from the drug dealer if you didn't have your money ready.
You get slapped. It's like, no singles.
They'd face the bills. Next time, bro. Next time, bro. Organizing the money.
Not having your money ready. Not knowing what you fucking wanted. I mean, it was things like, well, what do you think is good? What do I think is good? Crack.
I hear they have it in donut form.
Yeah, you
know. What do you
Krispy
like?
Krispy Kreme.
I would like some crack. What would you like? You know, it's like, whiskey. I don't like whiskey. You know, so it's things like that make me insane.
Are you guys dealing with Yelpers and all that?
Oh yeah.
Yelp is the worst.
We don't get it too much. We did a couple months ago. Had some kid whose band was supposed to play. They ended up canceling. Not a big deal, but you know. The kid swipes $20 off the bar.
Oh.
And, you know, 10 years ago, I would have fucking killed this kid. You know, like, Ira's seen me in action when I was younger. It was pretty ugly.
$20 is a long way, John Bargain.
But, you know, so I'd make the kid pull out his credit card and pay the bill and tip.
The fact that he has a fucking credit card.
Holy shit.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. It's even better. He told me, well, I didn't have any cash on me. And I didn't want to open a tab. I'm like, oh, you steal money off the bar to buy a drink and then leave a shitty tip with the bartender's money? So I throw this kid out.
There's more.
And he writes a Yelp review about how I was an asshole throwing him out for stealing money off the bar.
But the thing is that nobody, like, who
I hunted
really
the kid down, so. His band's been 86.
He's dead now, by the way.
Okay, all right,
actually, even a guy from Ireland wrote on their Facebook page being like, you're shit. So his band is
done. You're a shite, actually. It had an E at the end of it.
Okay, so back to the Yelp thing. I mean, how are you feeling about it? I mean, what have you seen from Yelp?
We get good and bad. I mean, I think everybody does. But the problem with Yelp is that people are more inclined to go out on the internet and speak their mind when they've had a bad experience. And that's kind of what Yelp is doing now is it's a culmination of people complaining to the internet because they
my
feel
feeling
like,
of it is if they were decent human beings and spoke up
they would just talk to me about it.
The problem would be solved on the spot.
Yeah,
you know, like, why are you going to harbor all that shit and then take it home and go on the internet?
Because I don't like talking to you face to face. I'd rather talk to my computer screen about
like,
how much
off,
I didn't like you.
They're looking
fuck
for
you
a problem. Like,
exactly.
they can't wait to get home and write
but
it.
But who also reads Yelp reviews of like dive bars and rock and roll bars? Like, I read Yelp reviews for like 4-star restaurants that I'll never go to, but I like reading them, you know, whatever. But I don't, if I go to like a dive bar, I just want to know if I could get drunk, get into a fist fight, get laid, get stoned.
I read a Yelp review of your place and it said it didn't smell like piss or vomit, so I didn't go. I didn't go. I'm like, how could it be a good dive bar?
Steps from the subway, but does not smell like it.
The other thing about Yelp, I mean, they're a business, they try to, you know, extract money out of bars. And if you don't pay,
by taking 20 off the bar every day.
Is it Jimmy Hoffa?
No, they'll take good reviews down and put shitty ones up there. And, you know, if you pay them, then they leave good ones up and take bad ones down. So,
strong
fuck Yelp.
Strong arming you.
They're strong Yelping you.
Yeah,
I liked it back in the old days when it was done by guys in shiny suits.
Well, yeah, we were talking about that last week. It's like we wish the mafia was back because the city is so much fucking worse. It's like it's true. It's absolute truth. I mean, it's gotten to the point where you're worried about the city, you're worried about the cops, you're worried about the firemen, you're worried about the fucking health department, the Department of Buildings, and then you got Yelp on top of this shit, and you're trying to run a business and you're just trying to make a buck, and then on top of it, in Manhattan now, they're saying, okay, well, you can only have a 5-year lease to open a bar. What the fuck.
What? Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely insanity.
Do you guys take AA chips for like first free drink?
Absolutely. Yeah. You avoid the cover. Thing.
It's a good day for a relapse.
That's like pawning your wedding ring if you come with an AA chip.
You might as well. If you're going to trade in your AA chip, you might as well pawn your wedding ring.
I keep waiting for the day when somebody tries to pay me in Bitcoin.
Oh, man. Hey! It's in due time, darling. Don't worry about that.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah,
you're going to have your Bitcoin terminal, you know, and people will have to, like, thumbprint it. You know?
So what are some of the best parts about St. Patrick's Day and drinking without etiquette?
Is there or business?
It's interesting. There's always something happening. It is
an interesting business.
On. Yeah.
Wherever
that's how I try to. That's how I try to look at it. If something happens that causes a reaction from me, it's my job being interesting, and it's more interesting than sitting at a desk. So yeah, I try to not say I had a crappy night. I say I had an interesting night.
That's a good way to look at people watching.
that's what guys talk to say about girls. I'm like, oh, she's interesting. what do you mean? She's got lazy eye? No, she's interesting. Good sense of humor. She's really, really educated. She's interesting.
Well, yeah, all right, the one thing we haven't talked about, and this is one thing, and I'm the Greek, and I'm the only person in fucking green tonight. All right, but
you don't know what I got on under these clothes.
He's not wearing green, ladies and gentlemen, by any means.
Right over here. It's over here. All right, but
it's not St.
Patrick's Olive. Today. It's not really.
But it's our show. But
I'm wearing my green cock ring.
But let's talk about the food for a second. The thing is, outside of your cock ring, I actually do like. I like corned beef. I do. I actually like it. I like it. I like the Irish style corned beef. I like boiled beef and peppercorns. I really do.
Bangers and mash.
No, but no. I mean, I'm that's like
Bangers and mash never really made it here. The whole corned beef and cabbage thing.
But the corned beef thing is not necessarily like an Irish thing.
It's
not at all.
It's an Irish American thing. I found that out today.
By the way, Jewish thing.
Oh, it's a Jewish thing. Yeah. It really is.
Tradition. Tradition. No, but yeah, I found that out today. You know, I grew up. My mom says she's Irish. I have no idea fucking idea what she is at this point. We have National Geographic calling us up trying to do a special on where we're from. But she has blue eyes, so I'll give her that. But she always put us down with the corned beef and the cabbage and all that jazz in St. Patty's Day. And I remember she said, like, you know, hey, wear your green shirt for school, you know, and I would proudly wear my colors of whatever phantom nationality. Wait,
was your mother like 85?
Oh yeah, she is actually. She actually sounds like the teacher from Charlie Brown. Wonk, 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 wonk. But I remember that. I remember having corned beef. I remember having that, and I remember thinking it was a universal thing that all people of Irish background or you know.
It used to be everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Of course, yeah.
But today, walking through that parade, man, it was a little sad because back when I was a kid, it was a much bigger thing. Everybody was Irish for the day. Everybody, yeah. and it was huge, you know, and it wasn't fucking Leprechaunicon. It was like it was people.
I love that. I love that.
People who were really into it, you know, and it was a big celebration.
Where's Warwick Davis when you need him? Leprechaunicon. Give me your fucking truth.
Is anybody going to the parade tomorrow?
No.
Hell no. I haven't been to a parade since.
I'm working right next to it. I mean, I'm going to watch it go by.
Oh, yeah. So I guess we are.
Yeah, we are. I mean, me and Ira actually work close together up in...
Right across the street from
in the 30s, yeah. And it's going
to... You need a bouncer to sell fucking advertising?
These days, I'm sure you do.
But by day, I have a job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When we actually work nearby. And we're gonna watch it go by, and the gutters will run green with the emerald regurgitant.
That's an awesome Irish accent. That's fantastic.
It's terrible. Every year, I've been working in this area for 3 years now, and it just runs green. The gutters,
the streets run green.
Now I am gonna go to McDonald's and get my Shamrock Shake.
Oh my God! No,
it's made of people. Soylent Green. People.
Are they running the Shamrock Shake?
Is Charlton Heston serving
every year?
Shamrock
right?
Shake?
Yeah, every year they do the Shamrock Shake, and I like the Shamrock Shake.
You guys should do something.
I like how you whispered when you said
do an alcoholic Shamrock Shake.
We talked about it. There's a recipe out there in the
world with green chartreuse.
It's just a mint flavored milkshake, right?
He's Midori or something.
Oh God!
That's Japanese, my boy! Is that apple?
All right, we got a couple of minutes left. We're gonna go around the room and we're gonna talk like we always do at the end of the shows. I want to know, Allison, if you've got anything to say to any of our friends out in St. Patrick's Day Land tomorrow. What would it be?
have a good time, I guess.
Cool. Ira, yourself?
Yeah, be safe. If you wouldn't do it in your own hood, don't do it somewhere else. Don't be a schmuck and have a lot of fun.
Be safe.
Sean?
I don't know. I really
don't know. Go fuck yourself.
There you go.
Give me your money.
My thing is this. As a person who's been working in the restaurant industry, as an all ends in front of the house, especially with serving, I'm not a broad, I'm not a girl, and I understand how they feel, but I know I always recognize on St. Patty's Day there's a bit more drunkards out there who are loose with their hands and loose with their lips and treat people like fucking meat, especially when they're out drunk and they're drinking. A lot of people I know who are females who work in the service industry hate that shit. Don't do it. Be nice.
Respect
girls like
the
it.
Ladies. That's
girls
right.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go. Respect the ladies. There we go.
That's there a good go. Way to get cheap applause. Like, don't accost women. Yeah.
Don't rape.
That.
It's
yeah.
terrible. It's terrible.
It's really
it's
bad.
Not, you have to have
thanks
an agreement
for the moral
before
input
these things.
There. That was fantastic. Right,
folks, that's it for this week. This is Eating Disorder. Thank you, Allison Zempel. Thank you, Eric Hogan. Thank you, Sean Thank Doherty.
And
check us
out at of women.
Check us out at Forky Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.